Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show where we discuss SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. SpaceX has been trying to get to 100 Falcon launches for 2023. And as the year draws to a close, the company has impressively surpassed its previous annual record of 60 launches, having completed 90 Falcon 9 and 4 Falcon Heavy missions, with plans for 3 more launches before year end. Including a Falcon Heavy and 2 Falcon 9s, SpaceX is poised to end the year with 97 Falcon launches, including its Starship endeavors, which faced challenges post-launch. The total count reaches 99 launches in 1 year. Now, since its first Falcon launch in 2010, SpaceX has dramatically transformed the spaceflight industry. The primary aim has always been to develop a reusable spaceflight system capable of returning the 41.2-meter-tall boosters safely back down to Earth. Now, this innovation was realized in 2015 with their first successful booster landing. And today, SpaceX frequently and successfully lands its Falcon rockets, significantly cutting down costs and democratizing access to space. Now, a recent Falcon 9 mission marked a new milestone, landing a first-stage booster for the record 19th time. This achievement underscores SpaceX's mastery over reusable technology, which has been pivotal in offering competitive launch rates. Now, this has opened opportunities for numerous entities to dispatch small satellites into orbit. Now, SpaceX's last mission involved launching a satellite for the German intelligence service from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. This mission, along with others planned before the year's end, highlights SpaceX's global service range and its growing list of international clients. And as 2023 has been a landmark year for SpaceX, the company is already looking forward to 2024. With a rapidly filled launch calendar and a shift in focus to the Starship rocket, SpaceX is going to be even more intense with their launch schedule in the coming year. The recent Falcon 9 launch on December 24th was particularly notable, though, carrying the SARah 2 mission to low Earth orbit. And this launch, initially planned for December 23rd, was rescheduled to allow for extra pre-flight checks. The SARah 2 mission deployed 2 synthetic aperture radar reconnaissance satellites for the German military, continuing the replacement of the older Saarloop constellation. Now, SARah 2, SARah 3, as reflector antenna satellites, will work in formation with SARah 1, enhancing the constellation resolution capabilities. And this mission emphasizes SpaceX's role in contributing to global satellite infrastructure and their launches for clients around the globe. Now, Falcon 9 used in the SARah 2 mission marked its 8th launch and landing, demonstrating the reliability and the reusability of SpaceX's tech. Now, the successful deployment of SARah 2 and SARah 3 into orbit further highlights that Falcon 9 can do the job. And 2023 has been a very relentless year for SpaceX's activity, with 94 orbital missions, 2 Starship test flights. Although the Starship tests didn't reach orbit, they represent significant movement for the Starship program down at Boca Chica Star Base, Texas. Now, the year 2023 was extraordinary for activity with SpaceX. They're dominant, and they had 94 orbital missions. This tally not only includes the deployment of satellites and supply mission, but also encompasses significant advances in their projects. Additionally, the year saw 2 test flights of the Starship rocket. Although they didn't quite reach orbit, they are huge steps forward for the company's journey towards more advanced space exploration technologies and a fully reusable launch system. Now, the diverse range of SpaceX's missions in 2023 highlights the company's expanding reach and innovation in the space sector. From launching satellites for global communications and reconnaissance to conducting resupply missions to the International Space Station, SpaceX's portfolio has been increasingly varied and complex. These missions not only demonstrate the versatility and reliability of SpaceX's launch vehicles, but also their role in enabling a wide array of space activities. The company's ability to consistently meet the demands of different clients, including governmental, commercial, and scientific entities, it shows that they are a growing influence and they will continue to dominate the spaceflight industry. Now, the two Starship test flights that conducted in 2023, though not quite reaching orbit, were crucial in gauging the capabilities and challenges of this next-generation spacecraft. These tests were pivotal in advancing the design and functionality of Starship, a vehicle central to SpaceX's long-term vision for interplanetary travel and for humans to live and work on Mars. Now, the test provided valuable data and insights, essential for refining the design and engineering of the spacecraft. And despite the challenges and the setbacks, these steps are significant in SpaceX's journey to perfecting a spacecraft that could revolutionize space travel, underlining the company's commitment to innovation and willingness to tackle the complexities of this cutting-edge space technology. Now, the calendar year is set to conclude with more SpaceX missions, though, including a Falcon Heavy launch carrying the U.S. Space Force's X-37B space plane. This is scheduled for December 28th, and this is a role for national defense. The overall pace of space launches in 2023 has been unprecedented, with a record of 200 successful orbital flights for not just SpaceX, but their competitors, too. This surge, though, has been largely driven by SpaceX. And SpaceX has not only achieved a record number of launches in 2023, but also played a crucial role in shaping the new space race. From deploying thousands of Starlink satellites to conducting crewed missions, SpaceX has been at the forefront of both commercial and exploratory space endeavors. Now, the Starship, though, despite the volatility, has been pivotal in this new journey for SpaceX. They have the Falcon Heavy, they have the Falcon 9, but they need something a little bit bigger to get them to Mars. And these upcoming test flights of the Starship for 2024, the early months of 2024, will be absolutely crucial for SpaceX and the Starship program going forward, and the Artemis program for NASA too. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I really do appreciate your support throughout the years that I've been doing this show. Now, if you want to support us even more, hit the subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform that you're listening on right now. Helps us out just a little bit. We get a new listener, which is awesome. Welcome to the Flight Club if you hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate you. And if you want to help more, go to patreon.com/stagezero. STAGEZERO. And you can help us out over there and support our show. And we have a lot of Patreon supporters that continue to support us throughout the months. So without you, we couldn't do it. Also, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, starshipshirts.com. If you want to get Starship inspired and SpaceX inspired and NASA inspired gear, go over there, starshipshirts.com, and pick yourself up a t-shirt. Any size, they ship anywhere, and they're printed just for you. Also, every episode of the show is about 10 minutes or under. We post every single day. So make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get all the latest news from NASA, SpaceX, and other spaceflight companies. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you tomorrow.